Chuck, what about the issue of risks and safety considerations of using an endocrine therapy, for example, an aromatase inhibitor, more than 5 years? What do we know about the risks that occur with 5 years of therapy, and what are some of the concerns about, you know, going beyond that?
One of the, I think, advantage of our dilemma with our endocrine therapies is that it actually is a good thing to have several classes of drugs with different mechanisms of action that provide benefits, because typically medicines with different mechanisms of action will have different side effect profiles. And we certainly see that with tamoxifen and the aromatase inhibitors. Everyone, I think, is pretty familiar with tamoxifen, and the aromatase inhibitors address some of those concerns. The endometrial problems, the thromboembolic problems seem to be largely, if not eliminated, substantially reduced down to the sort of expected baseline rate with the aromatase inhibitor. Unfortunately, there are some additional things that are brought into the equation with the aromatase inhibitors. Clearly, the one that gets probably the greatest deal of attention is the accelerated loss of bone density, and there's been a lot of work looking at ways to deal with that. I think in terms of volume of studies, the bisphosphonates have clearly received a great deal of interest. There was an interesting poster from Carol Fabian at San Antonio where they were looking at vitamin D levels of women who were going to go on an aromatase inhibitor. And you see these, I've seen other reports like this, but they were finding like 3/4 of these, I had 75 patients, about 3/4 of them were vitamin D deficient. And as they were monitoring their vitamin D levels to make sure they were corrected, and they found that patients who were corrected were experiencing progressively less of another problem that we see, the arthralgia myalgia. And those that were having arthralgia myalgia, many of them didn't have their vitamin D corrected, so they pushed it higher, which, I mean, that would really be nice. To me, that would really change the aromatase inhibitor equation if you could address the bone loss and the arthralgia myalgia with something as simple as vitamin D replication. That would be an important element. But be that as it may, you know, we clearly are able to address stabilization of the bone density as assessed by bone densitometry. The trials do show that you pick up a higher fracture rate, a couple percentage points, while patients are on medication, but it's something that with intervention hopefully can be manageable.